Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome into the Thursday Rewind on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. Hey, it's AJ. First off, thank you once again for joining me this week as we're taking a look at 1964. Got a couple of news stories as well as some music that was brand new in the middle of the swinging 60s. Starting off tonight, you saw America's official entry into the Vietnam War. Now, there had been buildup basically since 1960. However, on August 10th of 64, that was the passage of the Tonkin Gulf Resolution. This followed a sea battle on August 2nd between the North Vietnamese Navy's torpedo squadron and the U.S. destroyers Maddox and Turner Joy. By the end of the year, there were over 200,000 U.S. troops involved in the Vietnam War, and sustained American bombing raids of North Vietnam, dubbed Operation Rolling Thunder, had begun. Those lasted for 3 years. Our first song tonight, it's The House of the Rising Sun. The Animals on the Rewind.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the Rising Sun. God, I know I'm one.
1964 also gave America some closure when it came to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy that had occurred in 1963. The Warren Commission had been formed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. Chief Justice Earl Warren was appointed to head the commission, and they were tasked with investigating the death of President Kennedy. The commission spent nearly a whole year traveling to Dallas, listening to witnesses, examining government reports, and looking into the alleged shooter's background. By the end of the year, the commission had decided that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Our next song tonight on The Rewind, it's The Kingsmen with Louie Louie. '64 also saw the youngest recipient ever of the Nobel Peace Prize at the time. It went to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It was awarded to him for his efforts in leading the nonviolent resistance against racial prejudice and segregation in the U.S. At the time, King was 35, making him the youngest person ever to receive that prestigious prize. King was awarded $54,123, the prize money. He eventually donated that money to his cause in furthering the civil rights movement. Our final song tonight on The Rewind, it's The Beatles with A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. Dog. been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I feel alright. You know I feel alright.
Hey, it's AJ on The Rewind. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you missed any of the show, make sure you check out chapelboro.com and the on-demand page. You'll be up there here in just a few minutes. Make sure you listen to some of the previous episodes of The Rewind. The After Hours is returning next on The Hill.